you go. Here's the latest episode. Episode 2, Season 1. I hope you enjoy it. This one is about kind of what's going on in the world and our spiritual guidance. Have a great day, everybody. Hey, everybody. It's Diane at the Unapproved Podcast. Thank you for joining me. Man, alive, I don't know. The first one was nerve-wracking. The second one feels almost worse. So thank you, and bear with me. We shall overcome. I'm going to get really good at this one way or another. If nothing else, I hope to inspire others to push through their fear of doing something new, and so we can be successful. So hopefully I don't bore you. I hope that we can grow this and we can really send out some positive vibe to the universe. So with that said, this is probably the 8th time that I've tried to record this podcast, because if it's not my nerves, it's my ego getting in the way and making me afraid and judgment and all those things. So with that said, I'm going to try not to let that get in my way. And I really hope you all enjoy this. At least learn something from it, right? So let's pull a card. And we're just going to ask for guidance or clarity on kind of what's going on in the world, right? So we're going through evolution. The world is evolving. And with evolution and growth comes a lot of discourse. So it's okay. Feels rough out there, I understand, but understand we have to go through all of this to get to the good place. And if you think about, like, just think about cleaning your room, and my clients know I use this analogy often, but it's so true. You know how you, like, clean a room, like you, like spring cleaning or that sort of thing, where you're going to gut out the pantry. When you do that, it's not pretty. It's not pretty in the beginning. You got stuff everywhere. It's confusing. There's shit set in one place and stuff set in another. There's old stuff. There's new that you haven't even opened, you forgot about. So there's a lot of shit you got to sort through in order to get to the good stuff. That's life. So in order to get to the good stuff, we've got to go through some tough things, and we need to see where the bad actors, so to speak, are in our world so that we can deal with them. Because if they don't show themselves, they're going to be here ongoing and doing things behind the scenes. So this is all good. We're seeing where the people are at, who they are, and we're going to start cleaning life up a little bit and evolving and loving. So this is something I saw happening, I would say, since November, October of 2019, everything that we're going through in the world today. I'm very excited about it. I was excited then because, like I just said, all of this is leading us to a better place. It's easy. It's so easy, you guys, to get caught up in the negative and caught up in the news and this and that, and just not see the positive that can come out of things. And I think that's just what we all have to do, both individually and as a collective, right? Is see the positive that comes out of the negatives, because there's always a positive to a negative. And right now we dealt with the negatives. We see where all the negatives are. And now we need to start rolling into the positive by dealing with the negatives with love, kindness, and clarity, so that we can then move on with that same energy. So it's so important for all of us to kind of let go of trying to control our world as much as we do. Yeah, you got to pay your bills. Yes, you got to go to work. Those sorts of things, that's a human experience. But I'm talking about spiritually, we need to let go of the worry. And I'm speaking to myself too, boys and girls. Let me tell you something. Sometimes I too get lost. My ego side starts to kind of take over, as it would. But we get lost in the worry. Don't get lost in the worry. Trust universe has got it figured out, because they do. And if you think about, if you stop and think about all the bad things that have happened in the world, on the other side of that are good things. And sometimes those bad things bring people together in a way they wouldn't have. So if we can try to see that, the positive and the negative, I think we'll all start to kind of lift up. And what's happening is, and this isn't a card reading, by the way, I'm just all of a sudden getting all this guidance. So what's happening is, like I said, you're seeing what you need to see to deal with it. But as we evolved, and this is what I was saying a few years ago, is that good is going to overcome evil. Light will overcome dark. And that light over dark means light, uplifting vibrational energy over heavy, ugly, dark energy. So the joy is what people are seeking, the uplift, the answers. It's coming, ladies and gentlemen. It is coming, I promise you. If you look around the world, people are all done being suppressed. Literally all over the world, people are standing up for the first time in ages and ages as a collective. The energy is, we're all being told, it's enough. It's enough. The hate, the anger, the meanness, the judgment, it's all coming to an end. And when I say all, that's relative, because there's always some place in the world that is still, they're still learning. And those are those heavy, dark energies. And we just got to let them be behind us. And I don't know what that looks like. But what I do know is that instead of us hanging on to the past in terms of our thinking, in terms of the people, like there are so many of my clients and just people I talk to in general, they're not wanting to be around their groups. They're separating themselves from people that they used to hang out with. People are like done hearing the negative bullshit coming out of some of their friends and family members' mouths. A lot of us are, you know, we've tolerated a lot. And I'm not just talking since 16. I'm talking over many, many, many years. We've all as a collective been convinced that money is power and that we should worship those with money. But now we're all starting to, I'm going to say the word, I hope I don't trigger anybody, but we are starting to wake up. That's what woke means, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a bad word. It just means you're starting to see your worth. You're starting to see the world. That's an amazing thing. That's a freeing thing. It's okay. This is good. Being woke is not such a bad idea. We can't live in the dark past. We have to move forward. That's our evolution. I mean, we're not still going around the world with horse and buggy, are we? No. So everything has to evolve. You can't have part of our world evolve with technology and that sort of thing. And then a mindset, an energetic vibe of staying back. Can you see, like, it's like you're pulling in two different directions and then you go nowhere. So we absolutely have to go through tough shit to get to the other side and also to appreciate what we have. Because that's the piece, the human part, we seem to lose track of, is the appreciation of what we have today or what we, where we came from. So the fact that there's so many people around the world waking up and lifting each other up and binding together to grow and leave this dark stuff behind is just so exciting for me to see, like I said, because I was seeing it in 2019. And what that does for someone like myself, and I hope this helps you, if I was seeing this in 2019, then don't you think, and by the way, all the things that I was seeing, now know that this wasn't specific, like X person was going to do this and X, it's more of the energy about it, the vibe, right? So what the vibe was good over evil and people coming together and the world healing as a whole, as a people. yeah, you're going to have those bad actors, so to speak, that are going to still be on the low vibrational energy, the hate, the meanness, but they're going to be kind of left to their own. So those types of people are going to kind of get pushed to the side, because once you taste what it feels like to be happy and uplifted and joyful, you don't want to go back to that heavy, dark energy of hate. So this is all good. We're getting there, okay? So let me pull a card and see where we're going with this. Patience. That's the new card, patience. I know I'm not doing this on video, and I will eventually. I will get to a YouTube. I have a YouTube channel situation set up, but ladies and gentlemen, one thing at a time. So I'm doing a podcast, I'm building my website, and then I'll go into YouTube. So that's a side note. But so since you can't see this, I'll describe the card as I read into it a little bit. The card is patience. It's a little angel girl with her eyes covered. And what I'm getting off from this, and by the way, and there's lots of flowers, beautiful flowers surrounding the card as like a border in yellow. So what I'm getting from this, first of all, the little girls have her eyes covered. That means we don't want to see it, right? We're like, it's important to have patience with what's going on with the world, as I talked about a second ago, and close your eyes. Just close your eyes about this stuff. Take care of yourself. Keep your family safe in terms of not allowing the hate to build into the family. Stay focused on what you need to do day to day. Doing it with love and compassion. Understanding people are not doing things, 95% of the people, I'm not a scientist, that's just a number, but for real, when you really think about it, 95% of the people that you meet are trying to do the right things. So this is talking about going within, doing what you can do with yourself to be better, like do better and feel better. So is that a spiritual thing? Is that a physical thing? Is that a mental thing? Go into yourself, work on healing yourself, work on lifting others, because when you uplift others, it makes you feel better, which uplifts you. And it's all positive, higher vibrational energy that you're working with when you do that. So go in, shut off the ugly in the world. Even if you have a career or life in which you need to know what's going on in the world at all times, understood. However, you don't need to know what's going on in the world at all times. So you can check out for a while and check in, right? Check out of the world, check into yourself. Feel what you feel. Identify what those feelings are. Feel them so you can release them. And again, this is a growth period. With the flowers along the border of this card, it's a growth period that you and I and universe, your world is going through. So have patience is the card, right? So be patient with the process. Understand healing takes time. They show me, I see an image of like a cut. Oh, this is kind of cool. So the cut, when we think about a cut, our bodies heal from the inside out. We have to heal ourselves before we can heal the out. So take this time now to start working on yourself if you aren't already. Lean into it more if you are. Focus on healing. Focus on getting stronger. And on the other side of all of this, and I feel like it's in the next year or two. Yes, it's a little ways, but in the process, there's a lot of growth. So we'll be kept busy in the next year or two. You know how it is, like, sometimes you're so busy trying to take like preparation for the good stuff that like vacations, right? So I know that in the beginning when you book your vacation, sometimes it feels like it's forever away. But then between that and the vacation time, you know, the day you book it, vacation time, through that process, you start to get busy and time flies, right? So that's what this will feel like, that year, year and a half, 2 years, that we have is going to feel very quick because we're going to be really, really busy in some pretty cool evolutionary growth type things. Okay? So, and that's you too. If you are interested, if you're being drawn to some sort of like learning opportunity or gathering opportunity that feels good to you, go with what feels good. That's spiritual. If it lifts you up, that's spiritual. If you're going to things or being around people that draw you down, that when you get home you're exhausted, or you have all this negative thought, you're pissed off, that's low vibration. That's low energy. That's the stuff we need to stay away from and or get rid of. So if it's within ourselves, then we need to work on that. Identify what that is. And we have to be real with ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Like, this is not for the faint of heart, right? So, like, this is really something that you have to do and set your ego aside. Because that's the hardest part. Because as we learn and grow, the only way to change yourself is to identify what needs to change. That's okay. Trigger points. Somebody says certain words, has certain tones. That's called a trigger. You have to work through that. So between now and the next year or two, start working on yourself, start lifting yourself up, start seeing the beauty within yourself, do all the things to take care of yourself and get yourself strong for what's to come, because what's to come is so uplifting, so exciting, that you need to be healthy for this. You don't want to miss this. So take care of yourself, and the path will kind of show its way. One thing I do, and that's on the card, but one thing I did want to say, in terms of, you know, as I work with my clients and stuff, one of the things that comes up, and this, everything I speak to, by the way, is through personal experience. I don't talk theory in terms of kind of how I'm feeling and that sort of thing. This is all like real experiences, so I can speak on them. I will never speak on things outside of explaining, like maybe if I learned something, but I will never give you huge information on stuff that I don't know anything about. That's called bullshitting. I can only give you what I experience so that I can best describe it to help you identify it within yourself. That's my job. That's what I've been, that feels like the task I've been given in this world, is helping others see it within themselves. And so what does that look like? When I talk about being drawn to something, when I talk about guided to something, that feels very, the feeling behind all of that is very easy, very exciting. So if I have two things in front of me, this is how your intuition works in terms of knowing what to do. Okay, so if I have two choices in front of me, and one of them, when I read, let's say that it's a description of a class. Let's go with this. If it's a description of a class in college or something you need to want to learn, not need to learn, we're going to go with want to learn because this is choices, right? So if you're reading a description and I don't know, it just feels heavy, you know, kind of feels heavy in your guts or just kind of that heavy heart feeling. I don't know if that's the best way to describe it, but that's kind of how I'm going with. If it feels hard or disappointing, if there's any kind of negativity to it, then that's telling you, yeah, that's not your direction. If you read something on another class, let's say, and it lifts you up, it excites you, it makes you feel like you can almost see yourself in it and almost see yourself learning that stuff, whatever that is, that's how you know that's where you're supposed to go. I know it seems so simple, but what happens is oftentimes our ego, human self, will override the intuitive side. And so you may look at the class that feels heavy, ugly, and what have you, and see it and say, you know, the only reason I'm feeling that way about it is because I don't like the topic. But you were drawn to that topic, and so that's not it. The idea is behind it is that when you if it doesn't feel right, then it isn't right. That's it, period. It may be that that choice is something that you need to do later down the road, so it's not off the table, but maybe not now. Other ways of knowing, like whether you're on the right track or not, boy, they're just taking me here, aren't we? If you're on the right track or not, is by simply, how's it make you feel? You know, so it's easy. It's not hard. So if you, you know, make a choice to do something and it feels like every direction you turn, there's a wall and it feels hard. Like when I say a wall, because sometimes it's like how entrepreneurs will talk about, you know, if it's challenging, you got to, you know, keep working through it, keep going forward. Yes, yes. But if you keep trying to work through something, but you keep coming to a dead end, that's universe telling you, slow your roll, you're on the wrong track. If it's hard to get to it, like there's been times when I've had projects that I need to get working on a creative project, but for some reason, every time I go to do it, it feels hard. I can't come up with ideas, or it feels very stagnant, whatever. The vibe is stopping me. Like I just don't feel it. Oftentimes that's because it's not meant to do right then and there. So if I let it go and what I would call procrastinate and kind of put it off, oftentimes, as I've learned to hear myself and feel the guidance, which is within my body, oftentimes I can just kind of feel the, like, you know, that not wanting to do something, but it's heavier than the not want. It's more of a hard to do. It's more of a, God, how come I can't get to that? Or every time I go to do that, I keep getting interrupted and something pulls me away from it. Or every time I sit down to think about this, I get overwhelmed and I can't see it clearly. Okay, that means you need to stop, take a breather, and allow, just set it aside and allow the direction to come. And I will tell you, so often I will do that. And if I just walk away from something and just ask universe, God, whoever you identify with in terms of your guidance, your higher self, just put it out there. Please provide me guidance on how I should proceed. And it will show itself. Believe it or not, it will always show itself. Now, let me give you an example. There's a group here where I'm at, and I was really excited to be a part of this group as a spiritual group. But every time I went, and I thought I liked everyone, and I went in a very more kind of open, trying to just observe and not absorb mentality. But every time I went into these groups, there was something off and I couldn't place it. And then the group broke up. And so it was literally like I was really frustrated as a human because I was looking for this type of a group. I was excited about the organizer. And so I was really disappointed when the group kind of dissolved because it was getting very hard. Every time we'd meet, it felt hard and competitive and not spiritual in the least bit, although it was supposed to be that type of group. So it dissolved. I was really bummed. I went about to start my own group, went into Meetup and tried to set up an account and all the things. And the account wasn't set up. There were all kinds of technical issues. For reasons, unbeknownst to me at the time, I wasn't supposed to have a group. And when I look back at why, it's because I easily get, with being an empath and having gone through a lot of healing, I tend to be pretty open, even though I work to not be as open to people's energy, but I am. I just am. I'm working through some things on that to build up a little bit more strength with the empath side of things and feeling people's stuff. But I definitely felt it, and it wasn't good for me. They weren't good for me. The things that they connected to are not the things that I connect to. And in retrospect, even though I was so sad and disappointed, I'm not meant to lead a group like that right now. And with everything going on, it's just not a good time for me to be in a big group. That's just the way it is. I'm being pulled back. And so I let that go. And there was a woman that came to the group that I really, really liked. We connected at one meeting. And then, like I said, the group dissolved. And I had a moment where I was like, well, I wonder how I could get a hold of her. She wasn't in, I wasn't able to reach out to her through Meetup for other reasons. So I just kind of put it out there to the world and universe, like, well, if she's meant to be in my life, if she's kind of supposed to be the person that I connect to, she'll come back. Somehow we'll cross paths. I'm not kidding you when I say two weeks later, I get a text, or excuse me, an email, and it's her. And she felt the same way, and she was able to figure out how to reach out to me. I even heard that when I was so disappointed, to back up a bit, I was hearing, don't worry, we'll have someone for you in a couple weeks. And it was 2 weeks. Yep, sounds like bullshit. I agree, it does sound like bullshit. But it's true. And then every time it happens, I'm so elated. Like, I trust more and more and more. But that doesn't, again, that doesn't mean that my ego doesn't try to override that. And if I'm not feeling that great or what something's going on, I have to really be aware of ego versus, you know, spiritual type stuff. So that's sort of, hopefully explains sort of how that works a little bit. And just again, just to remind you that if it's not rooted in love, kindness, uplifting joy, then it's not spiritual. So, okay, well, that was, like, my timer says 29 minutes. So I imagine that I'll edit this down. It'll be a little less than that. But I do not want to keep you longer because I know you all are busy. I want to thank you all for listening. And I appreciate your patience as I continue to evolve. I guess right here in front of you in live time, I am evolving and growing. So thank you for being a part of that. And I hope that everything that I've said today resonates with you in just a way that lifts you up just a little bit more. Because that is my job here on Earth, is to lift up others. And with that being said, have an amazing day. Keep positive. Know that good things are coming. And we will talk to you in a couple weeks. So far, so good. Thanks again. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.